attempted. Vincenzo. Tied up. Hornswoggled. Befuddled. C.J. McCollum, a season high with 32, and the Blazers lead it by 14.
I don't feel right watching this. I don't feel right watching and enjoying this.
NBA Straya. How you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Straya for Wednesday, November 7. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I am here in Larry Armour Studios letting you know what's going on, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. So today's show covers the four-game slate of NBA action today. There's a lot of really good stuff, including a couple of really fun games. There's all the usual dumbassery of That's Not a Knife, Old Mate No Mate, Spud of the Night, and Better Than Lonzo Ball. And of course, there's the award-winning Yeah Nah. We've got Unpopular Opinion of the Day and Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up some flame-grilled takes. And because it's a Wednesday, that means we have a brand new Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty Hairy Guy of the Week and a great moment in NBA Straya stat history. And it's a pearl or two. We'll preview and pick all 10 NBA games for tomorrow and finish up with a brand new Rowdy's Recos as Ryan Rowdy Brockoff swings by with a bit of a life hack. it's one of my favorite segments. All right, let's get stuck into it. NBA's back. This is NBA Straya episode 177. Let's go!
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
Oh, you better! Oh, you better watch out for the C.J. McCollum ankle attack. Holy crap, did he do Dante DiVincenzo rubbishly hard. Holy crap, that was unreal. So, only four games today because it's also the opening night of college basketball. I mean, sure. Why do we get less NBA because shitty basketball's happening? To be honest, that Duke-Kentucky game was something else, wasn't it? Holy crap. Duke. RJ Barrett, Zion Williamson, it's all over. Even the Aussie got in on the action too. Jack White, crushing it, mate. In other news today, Kyrie Irving, the whinger. Whinging Kyrie got fined $25,000 for piffing the ball into the stands yesterday in a fit of childish impotence and being upset at Jamal Adams. We're going to talk about that extensively later. Tyson Chandler has officially hooked up with the LA Lakers. He will be paid the veteran $2,109,867, which will incur a cap hit of only $1.3 million for the Lakers. With Chandler basically shaving that amount off his $13.6 million salary with Phoenix. So there you go. Tyson Chandler is now the new rim protector coming off the bench behind JaVale McGee in LA. And other news, injury stuff, Rusty Westbrook. Scans confirmed that it was just a sprained ankle, according to OKC. Woo! Just as bloody well. Did not want a rusty ankle injury to derail the OKC. Well, more about like me just wanting to watch more Rusty all the time. There's not much else to it. So I'm happy that he's not hurt. So he's hurt, not injured. Love it. On you, Rusty. And look, let's just get stuck straight into today's wrap, shall we? As mentioned, four games. A couple of good ones too. Look, it was no massive close ones, but they're all interesting in their own way. First off, the rank we had Charlotte hosting Atlanta. They win 113-102. We had Charlotte. So that was a win. We had Kemba versus Proto Kemba, Trae Young, and the Hawks. They started all their, hey guys, we're going to be the Golden State East rookies. You had Baldy Trae Young in the Steph Curry role, Kevo Huerta in the Klay Thompson position, and Amari Draymond Spellman over there as well. And look, Atlanta kind of kept this closer for longer than expected, but then Charlotte just sort of pushed it out in the fourth. And look, Atlanta's entire ethos of Golden State East, I mean, come on, sure. Trae Young looks kind of the part, but he went 18 points. You're like, that's good, but went 0 of 7 from 3. That's bad. He had 10 assists. That's good. He had 6 turnovers. That's bad. Classic Trae Young. Kevin Huerta. He had 7 points on 2 of 5 shooting in Spellman. 2 points on 1 of 6 shooting. So, yeah, the Golden State East plant, it's a bit of a bumpy start. The vets, though, came through for Atlanta. Baze Gaze had 16 and Jeremy Lin had 19. Not much else elsewhere for Atlanta, though. Look, I don't know what has happened to my mate Taurean the Red Bull Prince, but it seems like he's just fallen off a legitimate actual cliff to the point where he's now just out and not playing, and I feel bad. I love me some Taurean the Red Bull Prince, so hopefully he comes back soon. Charlotte, Kemba had 29 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. Malik Monk looked amazing. He had 13 points and 6 assists. 20 for Marvin Williams there. He also hit his 508 three, which tied Glenn Rice for 3rd all-time in Hornets history. That's pretty good. Can you name the other two ahead of him? Oh, good one. Well, one of them is going to be Del Curry, isn't it? The other one, I'm going to... It was... Kemba. Yeah, nailed it. good stuff, mate. 9 points for rookie Miles Bridges, who also had an absolute burner of a cram that turned Dwayne Dedman into a dead man. That was unreal. Absolutely crushed it. And also, it is very, very weird and hilarious that Frank the Tank Kaminsky can't get a foot on the floor for the Hornets at the moment, right? Just think about this. It's the guy that they didn't accept a trade of, basically Scary Terry Rose and the pick that became Jaylen Brown and another 2 first rounders, and now the guy's not even able to get on the floor. That is absolutely wild. Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank. Anyway, Charlotte, they rolled. Good job. Atlanta, they dropped to 3-7. Charlotte moved to 6-5. Dallas hosted Washington, the absolute rabble, Washington Wizards. They should actually just change their name to the Washington Rabble at this point, because that's what they are. 119-110. I think we had Dallas in this as well. That is 2 out of 2 for today. Nice one. Desperately needed this win, did the Mavs. It was the very movable object versus the very stoppable force, and they came out on top. Mavs looked amazing the first half, put up 70. Then they took almost 5 minutes to score their first points of the second half. Classic Mavs. Let the Wiz get back into it. Stayed, vaguely tight until the last 5 minutes, and then the Mavs basically just had it and kind of, whomped them. So 119 to 100, they win. Crushed it. Wiz, I mean, it was John Brickwall. He had 24 points on 8 of 20 shooting. Also 10 assists, I mean, sure. Joined by Brad Brick Beal. He had 19 points on 7 of 17 shooting. That's including 1 of 9 from 3. Rough. Dwight Howard had 8 points, 11 rebounds. Yuck. And we're going to talk about him in a second. Octo, I like to get Blutto Porter. He had 19 points, but Washington, mate, absolute rabble. Lose by 19 to a team that had lost 6 straight. Unbelievable. They're just going to trade everybody, right? I mean, Wall to Phoenix for somebody, anything? How about to the Heat for like Tyler Johnson and Goran the Flog Dragic? What do you reckon? Jeez, rough. But it's going to happen. Wiz, they're going to change something. For the Mavs, Luka Doncic, he had 23, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. Was very good. Black Falcon, Harrison Barnes, 19 points, 13 rebounds. DeAndre Jordan at 8 and 12. Dennis Smith Jr., 19 points, 7 assists, and an absolute brutal gram at the end of that game. 22 as well for Wes Matthews, who hit 5 threes. And Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff got out there for a minute at the end of this as well. On you, Rowdy. So the Wiz, they dropped to 2-8. Dallas are now 3-7. The Brooklyn Nets, they go into Phoenix and whip the Suns. What do? They whipped them. Yeah, 104-82. And this was meant to be 2 quick young teams. And it was like, hey, it might not be pretty, but it might be fun. Suns, they just look discombobulated, right? Nets are playing fast and not necessarily smooth or good. But they are playing fast, and that'll beat teams that aren't on their game like the Suns today. That's how you beat a team by 22 right there. So for the Suns, 20 for Devo Booker. He still looks a little bit shoddy coming back from his bung wrist. He went 8 of 21 from the field. 2 of 8 from 3. Jesus. Not great. 13 rebounds, 15 points, and 4 turnovers for DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick. And that was about it for the Suns. No Bender, only 7 minutes of Josh Jackson, only 13 minutes of Eli Okobo. And Mikal Bridges looked all right. He was out there for 23 minutes or so. Looked pretty good, but I don't know, man. It's a bit of a rough one for the Suns. Just doesn't seem like there's much thought going into what the fuck they're doing. It's like, oh, we've got Trevor Ariza. We've got Ryan Anderson. And then you turn around and go, oh, but they're not very good. Gee, so that was tough. For the Nets, sweet baby carrots. My sweet baby carrots, LeVert, 26 points, 5 rebounds. Looked amazing at points today. The usual D'Angelo Russell line, which is the classic line, 15 points on 15 shots. D'Angelo, 5 assists out of nowhere for Baz Napier. That was cool. And Fro Allen, Jarrett Fro Allen, 10 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Outplayed DeAndre Ayton, basically, for a bunch of this. Looked very good. Suns, they dropped to 2-8. Nets are now 5-6 and cruising along and beating the bad teams that they need to beat. Milwaukee, I believe it's Algonquin for the good land. They went into Portland and got their asses beat 118-103 by Portland. This was very fun. This was a really fun game. It was like a bit of a arm wrestle for a like really long stretch of it. And then just towards the end, CJ McCollum took over and that was all she wrote. So we had Dame and CJ versus the Greek Freak. You had Zach Collins versus bad Zach Collins, Brook Lopez. But Brook Lopez was substantially better than bad Zach Collins tonight. So for Milwaukee, it's Algonquin for the good land. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 6 turnovers. Oh, geez. Chris Middleton had 22 points, went 8 of 19. And Lopez also had 22. But for Milwaukee, it was their starting backcourt of Blowdry Bledsoe and Malcolm El Presidente Brogdon, who basically lost this game for the Bucks. They combined for 4 of 20 shooting. Gross! That is unbelievably bad, Eric and Malcolm. Jesus. I mean, especially when you're going up against Dame and CJ, right? You don't want to go 4 and 20. I mean, for the Blazers, though, Dame didn't have a great one. He had 13 points on 15 shots, but obviously it was CJ McCollum's night. 40 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, crushed it. Nurk had 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists as well. But really, between CJ and Evan Turner, this is how the Blazers won it. Evo Turner was out there, 16 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists in 27 minutes. He was a plus 21, and basically when the bench was in there with Evo running the show, it kept their heads above water over against the Milwaukee bench. And like when Milwaukee sort of, you know, flexed a little bit and started coming back in the fourth, Evo hit a couple of buckets, CJ hit a couple, and then that was it. So Evo really, really helped them win this game. Bucks, they drop now to 8-2 in the Blazers. Happily for PDX Pete and all those fellas up in Oregon, Jesus, 8-3. Unreal. Absolutely cruising along. And what are they? They're now like third in the West. Unreal. Crushing it, Portland. Good job. Continuity, bro. Continuity's pretty good. So there you go. That's all the wraps for today. Let's get stuck into today's segment. Oh, yes. Here we go. It's time for the NBA Strayer Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
For a while there, this was going to be Kemba Walker, but no. CJ McCollum out of nowhere. 40 points, 17 of 26 shooting, 5 of 10 from 3. Added, as mentioned, 6 assists, 5 rebounds, and 4 steals. But the knife actually really came when he shredded poor Dante DiVincenzo's ankles. Ah, that poor rookie got owned, son. That was absolutely brutal. You can see the video up on our Twitter and Facey. Go smash those, but I'll tell you what, CJ just put him in a blender. It was about 87 knives all at once, all at Dante's ankles. Poor bugger. It was rough as guts. Good job, CJ. Awesome game. And I think we'd sort of brought this up, that he'd sort of been struggling to the start of this season and hadn't had one of these games where he just sort of really got cooking. So it was good to see. I mean, he hasn't been necessarily bad, but hasn't really been his usual self. He had the 30-point game against the Lakers. But, I mean, that wasn't really like a good team winning. Well, they didn't win. They lost. But then he's sort of dropped a couple of crappy games in there, here and there. But, you know, he's gotten good. So there you go. On you, CJ. Happy for you. All right. What about old mate, no mates?
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Who's got no mates today? Well, it's Jimmy Butts, maybe, but he's always kind of got no mates. But he did fly his teammate, Tyus Jones, to go see his brother debut for Duke. Duke in Kentucky, and he like flew them out, and it's like, oh, that's nice of him. What a nice teammate. And everyone's like, what? How does that make him a good teammate? Considering he wants to get fucking traded. It's just that he's got way more money in the tires. Come on, man. And then also John Wall. I mean, he is copping it from all sides at the moment. And goes out, spuds it up against the Mavs, 24-10. But, I mean, bad shooting. Everyone's, like, really just shining a light on his horrible defense and how much effort he puts into games. And it's just not much. And now you, like, you have morons like sort of like me out there looking for it. And you're like, oh, dude, John Wall sucks. It's brutal. So he is definitely old mate, no mates at the moment, John Wall. And if no one wants to trade for that giant contract, I mean, fucking hell, what the hell are the Wiz going to do? All right, so let's get stuck into Spud of the Night.
Spud, 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 it is Spud of the Night.
Spud of the Night. Who was the Spud of the Night? It's got to be Ryan Rhino Anderson, I'd say. 0 points in 22 minutes against the Nets. Only took one shot, went 0 of 1 from the field. Yikes. Rhino, what are you doing, mate? You literally have one job. They brought you in for one reason, and that was to be the guy who spaces the floor and shoots. Why aren't you shooting, pal? Other spot of the night, Dwight Howard, just for that absolutely horrendous jump shot that he threw up out there for the Wizards. But hit the barely hit the top of the backboard, trying to drop a jab step Tim Duncan special off the backboard, and it basically nearly took out everybody's eye. That was absolutely spud worthy, Dwight. And how about the panting of the night? Well, we've already brought it up. It's CJ McCollum on Dante DiVincenzo. Yeesh! Homie got sent all the way back to Villanova. That was brutal. CJ, that man's got a family. That's someone's son that you did that to. Anyway, and finally, who was better than Lonzo Ball today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. Who was better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball today? Well, Miles Bridges. Oh, going up against Trae Young. I'm not actually convinced that Trae Young can dunk, but Miles got up there and crammed one today on Dwayne Dedmon. That was great. But today's better than Trae Young / Lonzo Ball is obviously Luka Doncic. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. 9 of 16 from the field and 2 of 7 from 3. Leads the Mavs to a big win over the Wizards of Washington. Way to go, Luka. Absolutely crushed today. Luka just amazing. Hit a 3 at the end of the first half as well. Oh, just absolutely unreal. Good stuff. All right, we'll be back in a second with some Yeah Nas, right after these ones.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockhoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Oh, yeah, we're back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, is that Miami Vice court that Miami have just unveiled sick as? Yeah, nah, yeah! That is probably one of the single greatest court designs you will ever see. Go look at it. Go look at it. It's amazing. It's sick. It's fully sick as. The scoreboard / screen thing that they've sort of incorporated into it is amazing as well. Good job, Miami, for having such a kind of crappy, like, oh, it's a sun going through like a hoop, entire motif. This is just so much cooler and so much better. It's amazing. Good job, Miami. Number two, does LiAngelo Ball deserve to be on an NBA roster? Yeah, nah. Nah, come on, get the fuck out of here. Got reported this morning that LiAngelo's like, hey guys, I'm available now to play on a G League roster. And everyone's like, LiAngelo, we don't fucking care, mate, because you're shit. Like, he can't even make it on a G League roster, so he doesn't deserve to be on an NBA roster. Get the fuck out of here. Come on. Absolutely ridiculous. Number three, is Brett Brown right? Is it down to Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz to fit in and shoot better to make the Sixers work nicer? Yeah, nah. Oh, yeah. This one hurts. Fucking oath, though. Come on, Big Simo. Let's get a couple up. You reckon you're spending this summer working on that jump shot with your brother? Got to show us on the odd occasion. And look, having stood side of court, watching him sort of shoot around, it's like, there's not a lot of like game time fucking, all right, this is the entire thing I do all the time. Bang on, lift, rise, shoot, lift, rise, shoot. it's kind of like, all right, so I'm here. This is my spin move. I'm going to launch up. Ah, shot another one over the top of Monty Williams. It's like a very, very slow sort of process. So maybe by the second half of the season, maybe we'll see some shooting. I don't know. But Markel, he's got no fucking excuse. Nice. And then finally, is Kyrie Irving a fuckwit? Yeah, nah. Yeah, Aussie Kyrie. I have never been more disappointed. Well, look, I've been pretty disappointed in him before with that old flat earth bullshit. But Kyrie jumping on again about the Jamal Murray thing that we yelled about yesterday, about Jamal hoisting up a three at the buzzer for his 50. And then Kyrie throwing the ball into the stands. He doubled down on today saying, I felt disrespected after the game, so your career high ball goes in the stands. Kyrie, you absolute wanker. You felt disrespected? You should be upset at yourself, not fucking Jamal Murray. He's the one who put 48 on you. You should be disrespected by your fucking shitty effort, mate, and getting 48 hung on you. So fuck you for throwing his career high ball into the stands, you prick. Fuck you, Kyrie. Not happy. Wanker. Especially with the doubling down. That just really shits my gears. Can you tell? All right, what about look at me, look at me, the unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
It's the unpopular opinion of the day. College basketball fucking sucks, apart from Duke. man, it is just tough to watch bad basketball, isn't it? I mean, Duke are only not shitty because they've got basically three dudes who should be in the NBA right now, but are instead forced to play for like free for a year instead of making a shit ton of money. Yeah, I mean, they're only making a crap ton through Duke, but still, man. It's like, oh, college basketball is just back. It's just so nice. So fuck off. I'd rather watch an NBA game every goddamn time. But Duke was awesome, and it was very fun to watch that. So they absolutely shit pump Kentucky, man. And everyone's like, oh, Kentucky, you're probably better than Duke. And Duke like, ha, 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 fuck all y'all. Nice one. All right, speaking of which, let's head into Outback Takehouse. It's Wednesday at Outback, and you know what that means. 3-for-1 oil drum can Fosters. Because no one drinks this piss back in Australia, so we're going to serve it up to you and call it Australian. Only at Outback. And today's flame grill take is RJ Barrett is already better than countryman Andrew Wiggins, and Zion Williamson is already better than like 98% of the NBA. So the fact that they're not playing in the NBA already means that like anyone who's worked for Barnaby Joyce, they should be able to sue for workplace discrimination. Ah, geez, I don't know if it's like a workplace discrimination thing, but Jesus Christ, it is silly watching them play college basketball, isn't it? Where it's like, these dudes should definitely just be on NBA rosters. What? Who are we fucking kidding here? Like, are all these dudes going to be like, ah, remember that one time or so these guys played with that 1 year of college basketball? That was special. Fuck off. College. I kind of love it sometimes, but when it comes to high-level prospects, just let them go make all their money. What happens if Zion, fucking touch wood, he doesn't, like, you know, just hurts something? Get the fuck out of here. I mean, he probably can't be hurt by conventional means, but at the same time. Anyway, let's get to the Australian Play Watch right after these ones.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Australia, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's Australian Player Watch. Big Simo and Jonah Bolden. No Philly game today, obviously. They play Indy tomorrow. The Jingler and Dante Exum have another day off as well. They play tomorrow as well against Dallas and Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. King Daly of Maribor, first of his name, Smasher of the Tins and Kung Fu Thon Song against the Blazers. Both got DMP CDs. Buds, mate, what are you fucking doing? Why do you reckon you keep losing games? Come on. This is how you lose a game against Portland. You don't play Thon or Daly. You dickhead. You're killing him. You deserve to lose that. Just saying. Patty Thrills Mills, he's got Miami tomorrow. Bangers, Aaron Baines. Doesn't play, I think, until Friday. Nice one. And as mentioned, Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. They've got the game against the Jazz tomorrow. So... he got out there against the Wiz today for a celebratory minute. Didn't rack up any stats, however. So at least he broke his string of DMP CDs, which had lasted the last five games. None of the G League guys got out there today. None of them actually had a game. The
Erie Bayhawks, Raptors 905 and Long Island S didn't play. I think we've got the Raptors in Long Island tomorrow. And Jonah Bolden got recalled to Philly, so he didn't play in the Delaware Bluecoats game today. So, what are we doing Wednesdays? We have a Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty Hairy Guy of the Week, and wow, it was hard to miss Brook Lopez out there today, wasn't it? Yes, that's right. Brook Lopez, Blopez himself, is our Memorial Sweaty Hairy Guy of the Week. And boy, howdy, if there's a fucking player in the NBA that's got hair on his shoulders at the moment, it's Blopez. God damn, that's a sweaty, hairy man. He's like, he takes like 4.5 weeks to launch a three. But, you know, suddenly they started going in. And as soon as he launches one, you know, he's going to throw up another one. And then the sweat comes pouring off him. On your Blopez, holding up that great Mark Bradke tradition of being a very, very tall gentleman who's quite sweaty and very hairy. So you are our Mark Bradke Memorial Sweaty Hairy Guy of the Week. And you know what we also do on Wednesdays? Ah, it's one of my favorites. Let's do it.
Great moments in NBA Straya stat history.
Yes, it is a great moment in NBA Australia stat history because on this day last year, we had one of the greatest games of NBA Australian stat history legend as Philly and Big Simo Ben Simmons went up against Utah Jazz and Jingling Joe Ingles. And boy, howdy, did they throw in a game and a half. Big Simo had a lazy 16 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals and 3 blocks. While Jingler on the opposite side was no slouch himself, he had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. Unfortunately, Jingler didn't shoot that great, and the Sixers and Simo got the win. But really, we were all winners at this point because this was a great moment in NBA Australia stat history. Big Simo and Jingling Joe going up against each other the first time. That's right, down under Durant. And Big Simo, Ben Simmons going hammer and tongs. Absolutely great stuff. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Bullet Game Day Inspiration Board and a whole mess of game previews for tomorrow. Let's get stuck into it right after this.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
G'day, this is Thon McCurr, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, we are back. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Bowl, a Game Day Twitter inspiration board check-in thing. And nothing from Patty today, but we did get... Oh, yes. You know him. You love him. It's Thon, 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 Thon song. Unbelievable work. Absolutely crushed it as well. Looking great out there was Thon song because he went out and read to some kids. Retweeted... the Bucks' own tweet saying, last week, Thon McCurr took time out of his week to read to students at Next Door Milwaukee. Book emoji, smiley emoji, hashtag NBA cares. The best bit is there's a video of Thon talking about how much he loves reading and reading to the kids and being surprised by how much the kids know about the books he's reading them and stuff. And it is awesome. So go check that out. I think we retweeted it, so get around it. All right, let's get stuck into the game previews. Game previews. Inadvertent Bane with some game previews. Sure. Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem. I was born into the darkness of 10 games on a Thursday. You were only born... Well, you only learnt how to deal with it by sitting on your couch.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. Just settle down, mate. So tomorrow we have got 10 games. We've got OKC at Cavs. Oh. If there was ever a good time for OKC to play the Cavs, it's right now, right? If they're going to be without Rusty with his ankle, you want to play the Cavs right now because they are an absolute rabble, a backstabbing rabble. They just lost to the Magic. Rusty, they'll just go, hey, all right, Dennis Schröder, German Rondo, in you go. Give us your best Rusty impersonation, and they'll kick the shit out of the Thunders tomorrow. What do you reckon? So let's look at the odds and do our picks as well for all these games. Man, it's a pretty good slate tomorrow as well. There's a lot of fun games. So, Thunder are 6.5-point favorites. I will take that. Thunder minus 6.5, even without Rusty. Cavs are fucking horrible. Knicks at Hawks. Oh, Jesus. What a fun game this might be. Trae Young versus Tim Hardaway the lesser? There might be literally zero stops in this game. Like, the only time the other team doesn't score might be when they turn it over. And they just, like, miss. Jesus. Yeah, so Knicks are 1-point favorites. I might actually take the Knicks. Atlanta would be on a back-to-back. Yeah, Knicks might just have a little bit more going for them. So give me the Knicks. Pull minus one. Detroit basketball. Pistons at Orlando. Ugh. Ouch. We've got Aaron Gordon versus old Aaron Gordon, Blake Griffin. That'll be fun. Pistons are 1.5-point favorites there. I think I might take them. Even though they got shit pumped the other day, they have to win at some point, don't they? They've lost just an absolute shit ton in a row. Lost five straight, which is basically, I believe, tied for worst in the league at the moment as well. No, the Pelicans are worst. Yeah, so they're second worst. give me the Pistons minus 1.5. Sure, let's give them a shot. I believe in you, Pistons. Why not? Spurs at Miami. Oh, it's a 2013-14 NBA Finals rematch. Featuring, can you guess how many players are left from those two finals teams across both franchises? Four. You got D-Wade, Udonis Haslem, Marco Bellinelli, an NBA champion, and legendary Australian Paddy Thrills Mills. That's awesome. But yeah, Spurs traveling to Miami. Spurs are plus one underdogs. That seems dumb. I'll take the Spurs plus one. Thank you very much. Miami are just not very good. Spurs, meanwhile, are pretty good. Sure. What about... Oh, what's this? Philly at Indy? Oh, nice. That's a good one. Big Simo versus Victor Oladipo. Philly are 2.5-point underdogs, and that makes sense. Indy are crushing it at the moment, so I might take Indy at home minus 2.5. Philly, there's just a little bit something off with them at the moment. Yeah, give me Indy. Denver at Memphis. Denver are 3.5-point favorites, and I will take them because I just fucking hate Memphis at the moment. They're just hard to watch. You got Nikola Jokic versus Coach Killer Marc Gasol. Got Mike Conley up against Jam and Jamal Murray. Wonder if Mike Conley would spit the dummy if Jamal dropped 50 on him or tried to shoot at the buzzer. Probably not. Conley's a pretty chill dude. And not a fuckwit like Kyrie. You know, just makes sense. So yeah, give me Denver there. Chicago at Pelicans. Be a Pelican, not a Pelicant. Chicago Bulls are 10.5-point underdogs. And I think I might take Chicago. They're not that 10.5 points worse than Pelicans. Pelicans have lost a million in a row. They do have AD, but he's shooting 36% at the moment. So I might actually take Chicago. I think Pelicans will win this, but it might be closer than 10.5 points. So I'll take the points from Chicago. What else we got? We got Mavs at Jazz. Oh, we've got Rowdy going up against other Rowdy, Joe Ingles. That'll be fun. Speaking of needing a win as well, Utah haven't won at home so far this season, 0-4. Dallas on a back-to-back, so Utah should win this, but they are 10.5-point favorites. I might actually take the Jazz. They might shit pump the Mavs tomorrow. I think they will. I think Dallas will be happy that they got the one win, and Jazz will finally feel themselves. Raptors at Sacramento. They are 8.5-point favorites, even without Kawhi. They keep winning sans Kawhi, but I think I might take the 8.5 points with the Kings. They're not that bad at the moment. Raptors will probably win this, but it'll probably be like 6 or something. So yeah, give me the Raptors. They are very, very fun at the moment and running away with the East, meanwhile. And finally, Minnesota at the Lakers. Jimmy Butts gets another look at what life could be with with LeBron rather than up there with Tibbs and fucking Karl Anthony Towns moping around and being all sad and Andrew Wiggins having a confused, hurt look on his face. Timberwolves are 5-point underdogs. Lakers, oh. Yeah, Wolves are a bit of a rabble. I'll take the Lakers. I think with all the drama surrounding LeBron and the Lakers, I still think they'll come out and kick the crap out of Minnesota in this one. So give me the Lakers minus 5. Yeah, sure. Why not? And you know what? That is it for today. Oh, nice one. 10 games tomorrow. That's going to be awesome. Can't wait. It's a lot of league pass. All right, so that is it for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness and all those 10 games to talk about. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. We're all over socials during the games and everything, so get around it. Check us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, however you listen to podcasts, whatever podcast app you use, rate us and review us, would ya? Come on, it helps out. Huge thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro music. Go check out their new band, though, House Hats. Best band in Australia right now. Their new single, I've Been Broken, plays behind Yeah Nah every day. And they're awesome. So go check them out. Go hit up Triple J, whatever radio station you listen to. Chuck M request as well, would you? Also, thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you hear throughout NBA Australia. Give them all a smash on them Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. And that is it. Stick around for a new episode of Rowdy's Recos, where Ryan Rowdy Brockoff gives us a bit of a life hack. And we will catch us tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Jose! Hi, folks. It's Ryan Rowdy Brockoff here. Just back with another installment of Rowdy's Recos, where I offer up some life hacks to make sure that your life is a little bit more stress-free. Because, look, if anyone knows stress, it's me, mate. I once lived and played in Russia, and when I won the three-point comp during the league's All-Star weekend, they gave me 2 months' worth of free gas. And I definitely needed it, too. So I know the value of living a stress-free life. So this week's life hack tip is, why don't you make your bed every morning after you get up? That way you're starting every day having achieved something, no matter what else happens. And I think if you try this out, the rest of your day just seems like a breeze. So there you go. That's this week's Rowdy's Reco. Start every day on the right foot, or the left foot if you're a southpaw, by making your bed every day. And best of luck living a stress-free life. Okay, I'll be back next week on NBA Australia with another life hack. I've been Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, and this has been Rowdy's Recos.